All the glitz and glamour you'd want in one place. Right here on the Review of a Review, Oscars edition of The Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on The Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. It's good to be back. We're back on The Generic Live Show after 2 weeks of vacation. But it is a very special edition of GLS today that we've got for you. Tonight is the Oscars. And I don't know why this hadn't occurred to me beforehand, but mainly because the segment that this show is going to be based around probably didn't exist this time last year. So there you go. That's why we've decided to introduce it now. Tonight we have no news. if you have come to expect news from this particular broadcast, there is going to be no news. There's going to be no Trump tracker. It's a no Trump zone. Actually, I don't know. There might be something about Trump in these reviews. I haven't read these reviews yet. I'm betting these as I go live to air, which makes it more exciting. So there you go. So the basic concept of today's episode is we are doing a review of a review, which is a segment that I do from time to time on the show, which is where I take someone else's review of a particular thing. We've done Oprah's Australia show, we've done everything from that to I think we've done a couple of movies on this segment. Not these movies, but a few other movies. So it could be anything. I think we did a review of a book once or something like that. So this segment's been around for about a year. So there you go. So that segment, Review of a Review, is the segment. And we're going to have a whole 2-hour show based around that segment. So we're going to go, first of all, we're going to go through the best pictures, and then after we've gone through all of the best pictures, we've selected out a few different type of movies to go through, and just because they're up for other cool awards and they're good movies. So we've got good movies. Do we have good reviews to go along with these movies? Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Review of a Review, Oscars edition of The Generic Live Show. And we're going to get stuck in right now with the first movie on our agenda, and the one that I think is actually going to clean up tomorrow. La La Land. La La Land is the first one. Now, the first review, we're going to kind of mix it up with good and positive, sorry, not good and bad, but because you never know, but a loved it to didn't so love it. So positive and negative. We're going to toss them up a little bit as fun as focusing negative ones, because they tend to be the more hilarious ones. You know, we do have to provide a bit of a mixture, so this is not a bashful 2 hours. So here you go. This is, we're kicking it off with La La Land. The title of this review is My Most Memorable Cinematic Experience Since Star Wars When I Was 6. Okay. That's an interesting review title. I'm not going to say the author's name, but he's from the United Kingdom. They write, "The last time I felt like this in a cinema, I was 6 years old and I was watching Star Wars." First of all, there's like 4 commas in that sentence. Why is there 4 commas in that sentence? "The last time I felt like this, we were going round the twist." No, in a cinema is when I was 6 years old watching Star Wars. "I never imagined," another comma, "I would ever find feeling..." What? "I would ever find that feeling in a cinema again. That sense of being transported to another world." Okay. "The opening sequence took my breath away and I never got it back." Well, okay, first of all, I hope so. Second of all, let's continue. Not even at the end. Whoa. Which left my head spinning. Whoa. Is this guy all right? Like, what? Okay. It is a beautiful film with soul, wit, charm, style, and love. Simply outrageous. Okay. Bold and fantastic and fantastical. Fantastical is not a word, I'm pretty sure. Is fantastical a word? Okay. This author writes, I am a straight man, but my love for Ryan Gosling could change all of that. Oh, it's a game changer. He is Menlochery genius, and Emma Stone is our muse. Okay. This film defines genre. It is a masterpiece. I urge you to see it. I was lucky enough to see it at the BFI London Film Festival. It has been 5 days since I saw La La Land, and I am still thinking about it and singing the haunting refrain that plays with your soul. I mean, it gets in there, that music, the music of Filmanent. Flying still, dreaming still. Thank you, Damien. Okay. Wow, this review. Okay. First of all, Ryan Gosling has converted someone. Second of all, how about this review though? The first review off the rank. Woo! We got a doozy. So I don't know. Can someone email the show genericliveshow@gmail.com and tell me if fantastical is a word? Is fantastical a word? This review, I don't know. He's making up words. There's like too many commas in sentences. But he does put some thought into. I do get the sentiment of experience something so powerful that it's a metaphor for it. So for that, I have to give this review a 6. I rate this review 6 out of 10. I give this review 6 out of 10 for that. Let's change gears to a not so positive review. Here we go. This one is called Dated with a Shallow, Tighter, and Tacky Storyline. Even better. I have an elect. What? Eccentric taste in films, so I am not adverse to a quote unquote good musical, especially with impressive dance routines. Okay. West Side Story is one of my favorites, with brilliant songs, choreography, and a powerful story. Mamma Mia was superbly acted and sung and lots of fun, but La La Land is so stale, dated, and tacky. Okay, so there are some talented performers in it, but the storyline is shallow and tighty. Trite. I think that's meant to be tripe, but it's got a T in it. I don't know what. And the music is so dated. They deserved a much better script than this. It considered a tribute to old style Hollywood by some, but singing it in the rain, it ain't. Okay. It's not even close to that standard. I was bitterly disappointed and have no idea why it has won so many awards. I truly regret my time and money I've spent go see it. Oof. Ouch. Okay, that review. Wow. Okay. I mean, I may disagree with this person on the Mamma Mia was superbly sung. I mean, how did they listen to Piers Brosnan's version of SOS? Anyone remember that? That's wow, Mamma Mia. I haven't seen Mamma Mia in a while, actually. I do like that movie. First of all, like the fact that I'm not adverse to a good musical, but then continues to list his favorite musical. And then choreography and storyline. Singing in the Rain. I mean, review wise, it's good. Changes topic a little bit too much, though, for my liking. And just, I don't know. Drifts away within the first sentence of the actual review itself. And for this review, what do I give this review? I would give this review a 5. I'm neutral on it. 5 out of 10 for this review. Five out of 10 for this review. So there you go. Alrighty. So, any other ones here? Okay, here we go. An average overhyped big bag of okay. Wow. Okay. The reviewer starts. Nice to look at. Pleasant, but nothing special. Yes, they have seemed to learned a lot of dance numbers and to play the piano, but that does not all of a sudden mean this is some incredible movie. Okay, whatever. It was just fine. Not bad, not memorable. I sat down with an open mind, ready for a new cinematic experience, and left without any reason to recommend it to anyone. I heard incredible acting from Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, but found no real moments that made me buy into the relationship they had. Not once was an emotion drawn out of me for the entire movie, even as charming as the actors in this movie have the ability to be. So by all means, watch this movie, but you will find it a challenge to remember it after a week. Oof. Brutal review, by the way, first of all. That was a 1 star. This review is looking at this review, it's pretty bad, and there's inconsistent grammar, there's no like proper nouns, there's Ryan with a capital R and Gosling with a little G, and same for Emma Stone, capital E, lowercase s for Emma and Stone, respectively. Yeah, no capital I's, no. They're very. Not bad, not memorable. Like, that's just. Ugh. This review is just. I don't know, not pleasant to look at. And for that, I give this review. I mean, all the words are spelled right, so I've got to give it at least a 2. There you go. I've given a review a 2 already on this show. Changing gears slightly to another movie on that list. That was La La Land. Now we are doing Arrival, is the next movie on this list. Okay, next. First up, we have a reviewer that's titled Don't Trust the Haters. It became obvious that you either love or hate this movie. Okay. I will just say, however, with a rating of 84 after over 80,000 votes, and the ones who hate the film with a passion is giving 1.5 out of 10 average rating, you can assume that a vast majority of people loved the film. A well-deserved assessment. I'm not saying that all the bad reviewers have no merits. We all know that sometimes we wake up on the cynical side of the bed. Good. But most of them in this matter are written by empty tripes waiting to be filled at the sausage factory. Ooh, okay. Right. Or Sorek's way too enclosed with in their nostalgic bubble to realize the quietness in the theater at the end of the movie was because of the intro section of a moved audience. Just all ignore the haters and read good reviews. It will give you an urge to see this masterpiece. Okay, first of all, this review. Oh, this review is so clunky. This reading this review left a bad taste in my mouth. Really, I don't know what this review just was. Didn't talk about anything to do with the movie. It's basically, 84% of 80,000 votes. I guess it's good, except I'm not actually gonna say it's good. He did throw a sausage joke in there, which I always do appreciate a good sausage joke in my reviews, but this review didn't really say anything about this movie as a whole. It's just like, bad reviewers write bad stuff. Listen to me. So there you go. This review, I'm going to have to... Is it as bad as that first one? No, it's pretty much that last one we just did. I think it's pretty much on par. I have to give this movie a 2. I mean, at least that other movie talked about the movie itself. But this is just... Just like, ignore the haters. I'm right. Oh. Because of course I am. That's what that's come down to. So next up we've got the hated it. First up we've got a review I've called Absolute Garbage. This is for The Arrival. I'm lucky my two kids are still talking to me this morning after dragging them to see this mess in the cinema last night. Oh! Jeepers. Okay. Wow. Jeez. They're harsh. I thought it would be good and they might like it. How wrong I was. Torture is way too mild of a word for having watched this. The man closest to me in the cinema slept through most of it, blissed, in parentheses for some reason. I was preserved thinking that it was the absolutely amazing finish due to other quote-unquote reviewers, double question mark, full stop. This is my good deed for the year to warn as many as I can about this film. My son begged me never to do that again to him, and my daughter just gave me a hug as to say, don't worry, it's over. Everyone makes mistakes. Oh, yikes. Lots of angry faces among the small few victims in the cinema after. If you are maybe to watch this, trust me, don't. There you go. That's what that is. Movie moves at a snail's pace. It is incredibly boring. No action. Sound effects torturous. That's not English. That line right there. That sound effects torturous. That's not English. Okay. It's not that I don't understand the movie as I mostly did. It's just the film was beyond belief bad. Be warned. Lots of exclamation marks. Oh, that review also leaving a bad taste in my mouth. Gee, we're getting a few stinkers right off the bat here. Jesus. This review does something a little bit interesting. It's the first one that had both capital letters and parentheses in the same review, in the same line even. So that's exciting for whoever's into that sort of thing. So there you go. But in terms of that, no substance here. It's all one big long paragraph sentence thing. So this review, I have to give it a 3. It's at least trying to convey its negative message. So there you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, more Oscar movies on the way. Lion is coming up after the break. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday with Dale Campbell. It's the Oscars edition, review of a review, Oscars edition, GLS. Dale Campbell, thanks for joining us. It's 10:21. Hold on tight. This is the review of a review, Oscars edition of the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. We are back from vacation and we are doing a very special edition of the Generic Live Show today. It's Oscars Day. Happy Oscars Day, everyone. And we are doing something a little bit special. We are reviewing reviews of Oscar-nominated films for this year's Oscars edition. Having fun so far, actually. It's interesting to see some of the reviews and how they're written about some of these movies. Plus, you know, I don't have time to go out and see some of these movies, so other people are doing it for me. So there you go. I said this in the pre-show. It's three levels of genericness here. We are the Generic Live Show for a start, and we are reviewing other people's reviews. So of that source material. So it's a win-win situation. Everyone wins, and you get to listen to me. Yay! Okay. Moving on to the next Oscar-nominated film, Lion. This review is called An Immensely Satisfying Cinematic Experience, Visually Stunning, Narratively Powerful, and an Emotional Whirlwind, Best Aussie Film of the Year. Wow, that's a long title. That is a really long title. The review says, if film art is the pursuit of visual pleasure, powerful storytelling, and high emotional impact, then Lion, 2016, is the year's high watermark for Australian productions. Based on a novel, A Long Way Home, 2014, this film adaptation is richly textured essay on primal human need, excuse me, for belonging, and will resonate with anyone who has ever wondered who they are. This true story is told in two parts and filmed across two countries. Five-year-old Saru, as spoiler alert, by the way, in here. Spoiler alerts for this one. Wow. Okay. We'll keep going anyway. It's a ragamuffin sidekick to his older brother, Gudo. Two poor boys who support their family by stealing coal and scavenging trains in the West Bungrel village. They become separated one night and Saru finds himself alone on a train heading to the other side of India. He joins hordes of homeless children who must fend off predators and are begging to survive. Eventually, he is placed in a crowded orphanage, then adopted by two big-hearted and childless Tasmanians. Shaw, Nicole Kidman, and Jack... But two Tasmanians, Sue, not Shaw, Nicole Kidman, and John, David Wenham. 20 years on, Saru, Dev Patel, begins to make memory flashbacks of his native land. As they increase intensity, he becomes obsessed with finding his family. With good luck and Google Maps, the story becomes full circle. Wow. Excuse me. There is so much to this film stand out. The storytelling is more engaging, colon. It is so captivating than a 2-hour runtime that feels like an hour. Acting performances are outstanding. Nicole Kidman is at her best, while 5-year-old Sunny Power is the heart of the film, and Dev Patel its soul. The choreography is brilliant, especially filming in India. The camera work is both expensive and immediate, shifting markets and the interworld of Saru's turmoil. Some of the most powerful scenes are shot at eye level of terrific lost boy jousted by masses of humanity, and the close-ups of Saru's painful face desperate to know home. The color palette is exotic, soundtrack emotionally intense, and the directing finds rhythm that's almost orchestral. This film is an immensely satisfying cinematic experience, colon, visually stunning, narratively powerful, and emotional whirlwind. It becomes, at the end of a very mixed year for Australian film, with some of the world's finest produced, but many that are less inspiring. Lion is one of those films that will appeal to everyone, and has a very long aftertaste. It easily tops this reviewer's film of the year. Wow. Ugh. That's a lot of reading. I just realised that today's episode is probably going to be me reading for most parts of it. That review, wow, really good review, really in-depth. So that's the type of review that we need. There you go. Take note, people. A few errors here and there. A few grammatical errors. I found myself adding commas in where they shouldn't have been as well. Periods, full stops when there shouldn't be. But overall, really good review. I give this review an 8. An 8 out of 10 for this review. There you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, Hell or High Water is next on the reviewing block. There you go. Next up, Hell or High Water is the next movie that we are reviewing here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's good to be back from vacation. It is the review of a review, Oscars edition of the Generic Live Show. I'm Darryl Campbell. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:32. Red carpet. This is the review of a review, Oscars edition of the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. We're back from vacation and we're doing it with lots of glitz and glamour today. Hey, no, hang on. I need to fix this for video effect. I don't know why I didn't think about this before going on air. Why do I not have my sparkly hat on doing this, reading these Oscar-nominated films? Because today is the Oscars, and we decided to dedicate the whole show to reviewing other people's reviews of Oscar-nominated films. Why did I not think about wearing my glimmer hat, my glitterly hat for this? There you go. That's... Wow, okay. Dale, jeez. Get on it! Alright, so let's go with we are doing a review, you can't say review of a review 10 times fast, can you? A review of a review edition of the Generic Live Show. No news this week. News programs will commence on the 5th of March. That's the one. So there you go. 5th of March will be the first news show back from vacation. So there you go. Glitz and glamour time. Next movie on the chopping block is Hell or High Water. It's the next Oscar-nominated film that we are doing. And this review is entitled Refreshingly Original, Brilliantly Acted, Thoughtful Western / Crime Film. There you go. In a summer, or should be year or decade, okay, that's in brackets, I don't know why, of vapid sequels, remakes, and overblown superhero catastrophes. Who would have expected an entertaining, intelligent, well-crafted, suspenseful, character-driven, modern-day Western with a brain? Wow. Riding on Taylor Sheridan's razor-sharp script and David Mackenzie's nuanced direction, Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, and especially Ben Foster, along with anyone else who appears on screen, inhabit this film as wary, hilarious, heartfelt, vicious, painfully tragic, and remarkable members of society, reaping the fruits as it is tragically sown. Best film so far this year. There you go. Wow, that review is straight to the point. I mean, you can't really fault this movie for not being direct to the point. So there you go. There is something that this review did have and that other review didn't have. Yeah, I can't really fault it. It's a good review. It says everything it needs to do to say in one paragraph. So for that, I give this movie, this review, a 9. There's a few brackets that don't need to be there, so it's a bit informal. So although you can't really help that. These are reviews, but what about ones that say that it is a bump bottle? Okay. Wow, someone does not like it. Someone else titled it an unoriginal story with little to redeem it. Okay, first of all, the title of this review is off. So you can't judge me for, you know, just reading this review. Little to redeem it. Okay. The movie fails due to lack of originality, of plot, of script, of presentation. I am talking often muffled dialogues. So bad I actually turned on the English subtitles when turning up the sound didn't help. Ooh. This is truly little that isn't a cliche. While there is plenty to criticize in modern American society, the story emphasizes stereotypes. One is given picture of rural, dysfunctionality on par with Trump stump speech. Aye, Trump talk. Trump talk. This is particularly evident when two brothers are confronted by young punks at a gas station for no reason, verbally assault them, and then threaten them with guns. Well, that does happen, by the way. I just want to put that out there. At a time when Concealing carry has become commonplace. Oh, conceal and carry. Conceal slash carry. What is... Just say conceal and carry. But anyway, especially in places like Texas, this can cower worse than stupidly suicidal. Most importantly, it becomes little... Oh, it adds little or nothing to already lacking plot. Robbing banks to pay off the mortgage isn't much to start with, but I'm sure someone with more imagination could have put something better than the weak twist we were given at the end. It doesn't say that twist. Brought Trump into it, really. So that's exciting. I'm gonna take this hat off. It gets a bit sweaty under here for too long. Back to this review. It just went off on this weird sort of tangent about concealing and carry in Texas. So I don't know where that tangent went off on. So there you go. But second of all, it does talk about it though, the movie itself. So I've got to give it points there. There's no spelling or anything like that, so I can't really fault the review on that aspect of things either. So for this, I'm going to give this review a 5. It's a middle-of-the-road review. It is very middle-of-the-road in terms of reviews. Excuse me, I am drinking a lot because this requires me do a lot more talking than what I thought. So, next up, we have the movie Hidden Figures. That's right, Hidden Figures is up next. So, in terms of... Oscar-nominated films... There you go. This first review is called Exceeded My Expectations. The performances by Octavia Spencer, Janelle Monáe, and Kevin Costner were compelling. Taji P. Henson was superb. The storyline is remarkable, and it's based on a true story, makes it so meaningful. Aside from the fact that I thought it was well made, strong storyline, fantastic chemistry between those characters, and it may have resonated more for me with professionals they help, their individual self-respect for one another, and how they looked beyond their perceived lot in life. Okay. Their perceived lot in life. Oh, I know exactly what that's referring to now. Okay. Let's just say a particular gender of a particular shade. Let's go with that. To the really life women who... Oh, excuse me, sorry. To really, really life woman... What? To the really life... woman who the story is about. To the really life woman who this story is about. Okay. How courageous you all are and how important was your work. So happy this story was told in such a tasteful, factual way. Apart from that really life woman moment, I think this review is kind of perfect. It just, I don't know. But it doesn't really go any deeper than the surface. So it kind of scrapes middle of the road territory for me. So there you go. I give this review of Hidden Figures a 6. 6 out of 10 for me. How about the other side? Oh, some of these. Oh, some of these. Wow. Okay, some of these reviews are hilarious. Okay. This review is called More Like Not So. Hidden Agenda, am I right? Oh, jeez. Let's be frank here. They could have made three black female leads read out the telephone listings for 2 hours, and this Holcomb would have been nominated for an Oscar. Oof. Yikes. Okay. Wow. It's extremely cliched, gender-driven pedestrian twaddle. Twaddle. The movies devolve of any feeling of its filmsy cookie-cutter characters and hackened terrestrious plot. Wow. This movie is hard. This reviewer is harsh. It's a typical throwaway blockbuster splurged out by Hollywood without any creative thought applied. There's no humor, excitement, originality, nothing, nada. It's reminded me of last year's similarly bonsall Oscar-nominated Bridge of Spies. And that should have been nowhere anywhere near awards, but it was far worse. Wow, okay. It took me countless hours and about eight attempts to persevere through it. Perceive through it, rather. And I'm not quite sure what mental capacity is of the attended audience, but it must be something like at larva stage of metamorphosis. Wow, okay. This guy, not a fan of this movie. Okay. To find this in any way encouraging. Wow. I wonder if this reviewer has children. My guess is a no on that one. Everything is forced, with the music trying to squeeze emotion out of the audience but failing miserably. It also rams down the audience's throat the interesting revelation that everyone at the NSA, i.e., all of the white people, aside from these three women, were incontinent ignorances. After watching The Magnificent Lion, which was feeling primitively through every scene, this was just a complete disaster. 1 out of 10. Wow. Okay, this guy clearly not happy with Hidden Figures there. The review itself, wow, okay, it did start off strong, but kind of bit sizzled out, so that's okay. But I like the fact that this guy's in his thought process to sit down to write this review was, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say that this movie objectifies women of shade, and yeah, no, let's not do that, person. 8 attempts, I don't believe that, because if you hated a movie so much, why would you go back to do it six more times after the second time you're trying, which would make it 8 for those doing the math at home. And by the way, I don't think the comparison of you could have had them read out the phone book for 2 hours is compelling at all. So there you go. This review is a complete disaster. I give this review a 3. At least it has words on a screen. So there you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, I'm having fun. This is fun. Moonlight is the next movie up on the review of a review list. There you go. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell with you. It's 10:50.
This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Wow, it feels so good to be back in the saddle once again. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Not a normal Generic Live Show. That's right, we have that. We are walking down the red carpet of the first hour. Actually, no, we'd be almost heading into the after party of the first hour, otherwise known as the second hour of the program. That's coming up. We are doing an Oscars edition of the show. We are doing 2 hours of review of a review. Just still can't say it right. It's where here on the Generic Live Show, so even if we couldn't be more generic to start with, we are reviewing other people's reviews of Oscars movies. And I have to say, so far, no, I'm not really blown away by a lot of the reviews, actually. Most of the reviews are pretty eh, I must say. Excuse me, wow. Professional. Okay. Oh, hang on. Wow. Excuse me. Wow, okay, so... Before I pass out from whatever I'm suffering with today, let's get into the next review of a review, which is Moonlight is the next Oscar-nominated film that we'll be talking about right now. Alright, so... the title is Outstanding Gem, Cinematic Art at its Best. It reads, this film grips you from the very beginning. It's not an easy film to watch as it portrays the struggles of many black men face growing up in marginalized neighborhoods. It's survival every day, and the main character, it becomes evident from the very beginning that his struggles will be argumented due to the difficult predicament he was born into. But the film does, excuse me, have a human and universal story that everyone will be able to relate to. The message, no matter where you come from, you will always overcome your adversaries and turn things around. There will always be an opportunity waiting for you. With that said, there is the reality of the surrounding. You are a product of your environment. This film does bring this point home many times. The film had Oscar buzz. This film has had Oscar buzz and is definitely worthy of it. The performances were powerful and raw. If this film gets a chance, this could prove to be a little independent that could, because its humanity is way beyond the scope of cinematic art any studio could possibly finance. This film has a vision. You will find the filmmaker does not relent or compromise what he is willing to say. Highly recommended. Wow, that review was very hard to read. You felt like putting words in there that didn't really exist, which is kind of weird. Before you read the next word, you kind of have words ticking over in your brain. So, there you go. For that review, I give that review a 5. It's a passable review. Doesn't do anything special. Next review is called, Is This a Movie? I watched this movie due to all of the... Oh, excuse me. Wow, again, wanting to put words in that aren't there. Dale, all you have to do is read today. The review reads, I watched this movie due to all the amazing reviews for it, and let me say this is the worst movie I have ever seen. I use the term lightly as it made no sense, though I had no storyline plot that is understandable. Wow. There is no point to this movie. Do not waste your time, believe the reviews. What? So, don't waste your time. Okay. Wow, contradiction much. So, they're telling you to not waste your time and to believe the reviews that are telling you you should go see this movie? I think that's a little... That's a little hypocritical. That's a little something-something there, so do you want to dig into that? Apart from that, there is little to no punctuation in this review, and this review is also a stinker, and should also belong where you need two hands to... Yeah, okay. That's... Wow, this is real. I've got my claws out. For that review, I give that review a 1. There is nothing, there is no point to that review. It's nearly zero level. They could have written a score there, and it would have been better than what they had there to begin with. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, more Oscar fun, good times. As we continue, that's right. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Thanks for joining us. It's 11 o'clock.